My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings from today's Mass in this second week of Easter talk of Christian unity in this first community of believers, which was so strong that individual Christians were ready and willing to surrender their individual interests in favor of a higher order, the interest of the common good, and so practicing detachment from earthly possessions, surrendered them to the apostles, who then selflessly distributed what was needed to who needed it. Another point that could be drawn out, a principle of Christianity, is that our faith, which flows from the church, can't be achieved except in community. Church means assembly. So it's not enough to simply believe in Jesus Christ and remain isolated from the rest of the community that believes in Jesus our Savior. We have to gather together and become one. Another principle, our Lord Jesus said to Peter that you are the rock, and upon this rock I build my church. That is, on the faith of Peter. Our Lord didn't say, on this principle or that principle I build my church, although all of the principles of the gospel are essential to the integrity of the faith. But he identified Peter and set him up as the point of reference, the first apostle among a college or a collective. So that also points out the need for obedience and hierarchy in order to achieve this unity that's so important to our Lord and that he himself modeled. Jesus Christ is God. He is the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, but he always references his teaching and his actions to the Father who sent him. So we too, in our practice of being Christian disciples, have to reference ourselves to the hierarchy that our Lord desires, in particular looking to the successor of Peter as our reference, and unite ourselves in the faith through him and his shepherding of the flock. Another point is that the opposition or contrast isn't between the individual and the multitude, but rather between the whole and the partial. St. Thomas says, the one is not opposed to the multitude, but to division. And neither does the multitude exclude unity. What it excludes is the division of each thing into its components. Now, our Lord stated very clearly his deep desire for the unity of all believers. He said in his famous prayer at the Last Supper for the whole church, that they all may be one, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. And so this is really integral, this desire of our Lord, with the entire concept of the church that he builds and the communion that he desires for us, for which he instituted the sacrament of Holy Communion, the Eucharist, his gift to us continuing down the ages of his body and blood through the consecration of bread and wine. As we heard in the Gospel then, All of this begins for each one of us individually through spiritual rebirth. You must be born from above. And the apostles tell us that we must seek the things from above. And therefore, we are born through baptism, and we practice our baptismal consecration through communion, and that in the sense of the sacrament as well as in the sense of the living of the faith with the brothers. The Eucharist is called the sacrament of unity, and it is effectively how we maintain ourselves to receive Jesus Christ worthily. We unite ourselves to Him and through Him to the rest of the body, which is the church. Living then, our baptism implies the consecration, the seeking of the things of above, detaching ourselves from the things of the earth, practicing charity, as we heard was practiced in the first community. And brothers and sisters, our charity has to be first and foremost for Christ, to do that which pleases Him, to avoid that which offends Him. And Jesus Christ, being the One, being love itself, desires above all for us to love one another and to be one with Him in the Father. Our Blessed Mother was chosen among all men to be the one through whom He came into the world, and He Himself pointed her out to us from the cross as our Mother and wants us to be united to Him as sons of this same Mother. Let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary for our own fidelity and for this much desired and much needed unity in the Church. Praise be Jesus and Mary.